All my friends, gather round, because today, this morning, here in this place, in this church, I'm going to give you the secret to sainthood. I'm going to give you the secret of spiritual success. It's not going to cost you a cent. It is absolutely free. Free, you ask. Can anything good be free? Absolutely. This is the secret that made St. Francis of Assisi who he is. This is the secret that Ignatius of Loyola discovered and founded the Jesuits to teach and pass on. This is the secret which Mother Teresa found serenity and strength and courage to minister to the poor and to the dying. And this secret will be yours today, and it will be absolutely free. Alleluia! What is this secret? And he instructed them, take nothing for the journey except a walking stick. No food, no sack, no money for your belts. They were, however, to wear sandals, but not a second tunic. There it is. Those two little sentences. Secret of spiritual success. Those two little sentences get us into heaven. I can boil them down. Make it even shorter. Take nothing for the journey. Take nothing for the journey. Sounds strange, doesn't it? Take nothing for the journey. How could this be? You look a little skeptical. How could that little phrase, take nothing for the journey, contain all the wisdom of Jesus Christ? Contain the plan of salvation. Take nothing for the journey. It's counterintuitive, isn't it? It's very easy. Take nothing for the journey to understand. It's very, very difficult to live. It goes against the grain of all our experience. It goes against the grain of human instinct, doesn't it? Think about when you're learning to swim. Standing on the edge of the pool there, mom or dad, slowly going farther and farther away. What do they say? Don't worry. I'm here. How many believe them? Fear of water, much, much greater than our trust. By that age, we have learned that people do lie. A little hesitant. Think about when you were learning to ride a bike. Training wheels come off. I've got you. You won't crash. How many others have the scars to prove? Day before surgery. The priest comes, tells you, do not fear. The Lord will see you through. You want to believe that, but you're thinking, maybe it's the surgeon that really needs the prayers, because after all, my life is literally in his hands. If I can't be in control of the situation, well, at least maybe someone, rather than saying something, actually does something and be in control. Take nothing for the journey. Goes against the grain. It's counterintuitive. We want to be in control. We want to be masters of our own fate. We want to know every single little contingency, every single possibility. We want to be the ones driving the car. and they'll only peel our hands off the steering wheel as an absolute last resort. But even at that point, we still want to be driving from the back seat. We want to be in control. We want to know. Take nothing for the journey. Goes against our experience. It's counterintuitive. It sounds like very bad advice. But take nothing for the journey is about trusting God. Take nothing for the journey is about allowing God to save us and to stop trying to do it on our own. Take nothing for the journey is about letting God be God. And that is a very difficult thing to do. And yet, take nothing for the journey. That is the beginning of joy. It's the beginning of peace. It's the beginning of salvation.